This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump denounced the civil fraud case over his business practices on Monday, which could cost him control of Trump Tower and other prized properties. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Trump made a voluntary trip to New York for a trial that has high stakes for him. He said the case against him is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time.
It's a scam. It's a sham. Just so you know, my financial statements are phenomenal.
New York Attorney General Letitia James suit accuses Trump and his company of deceiving banks, insurers, and others by habitually lying about his wealth and financial statements. Judge Arthur Engoron already has ruled that Trump committed fraud in his business dealings. It is a non-jury trial, so the judge will decide on six other claims in the lawsuit. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The White House continued on Monday to try to reassure allies of sustained U.S. financial support for Ukraine's war effort after Congress's short-term funding package dropped assistance for Ukraine in its battle against Russia.
The president said it. The speaker and the overwhelming majority of the Congress have steadfastly supported Ukraine. So there is a bipartisan support for this from the beginning. It's going to continue. We've heard from Republicans and Democrats in Congress, and that's what we expect.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said U.S. President Joe Biden has rallied more than 140 countries to condemn Russia's invasion and built a coalition of more than 50 countries to provide aid to Ukraine. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces a threat to his leadership as fellow Republican Matt Gaetz said he would try to oust him this week, a move that could plunge Congress into crisis days after dodging the shutdown. This is VOA News. Two rights groups have released reports saying Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa has failed to break with the past and isn't keeping his promise to allow freedom of the press and access to information. As Columbus Mumhunga reports from Harare, the government has a different opinion.
Chenfane Muswere, Zimbabwe's Minister of Information, defends the government's actions.
In order to enhance access to information, the government of Zimbabwe has done a lot in order to ensure that we achieve universal access to information.
He said the government is working to open the ICT sector so that satellite technology can be used to ensure universal access to information. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
The World Health Organization recommended on Monday the use of a second malaria vaccine to curb the life-threatening disease spread by humans by some mosquitoes. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a briefing in Geneva the vaccine, developed by Britain's University of Oxford, will become available by mid-2024, adding doses would cost between $2 and $4. The vaccine will compete against the shot by GSK, which was recommended by the United Nations Agency in 2021. Two U.S. researchers are sharing the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their work on mRNA technology that enabled COVID vaccinations to be quickly developed. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Dr. Drew Weissman, an infectious disease professor at the University of Pennsylvania, was quick to point out,
this isn't a new thing.
He and his co-honoree started working on the mRNA technology in the 90s, often discussing its potential.
Vaccines and therapeutics and gene therapies.
His collaborator, Dr. Katie Carrico, is only the 13th woman to win the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Dr. Carrico got the call from the Nobel Committee. She contacted Dr. Weissman.
This has to be a prank. Some anti-vaxxers.
But when they watched the announcement, they knew it was real. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi confirmed on Monday he will stand for a third term in office in an election in December, as opposition parties complained people trying to register support for other candidates have faced obstacles. The former army chief has been president since 2014 and was widely expected to run again and secure a third term after securing a constitutional amendment recently. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA